AI News, time 8:45. Good morning, it's Friday. That means we'll be delivered the web in plain English today by our web wizard, Mr. Dave Naves of Dave Works. And today it's all Chromebooks. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Sarah. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm really excited to jump into this topic. Chromebooks are real hot. Good Christmas item as well.
I'd say so.
And let's dive into it. I know nothing.
Chromebooks, yes. It is essentially it's a laptop made by Google, right?
Cool. But
the great part about it is that it's incredibly easy to use, it's cheap, and I'll go into all the details, but it is fast and cheap, and it doesn't have a hard drive, which you know how I feel about hard drives.
Oh.
Hard drives fail.
Indeed.
So we'll dive into, you know, in my business, I am often asked, what computer should I get? And my answer typically is, I don't know. I'm not a computer guy, believe it or not. I'm not a computer guy. I'm a web guy. But I like to talk about this specific computer because it is web-based. It's a web-based computer. One of the cool parts about the, one of the features of Chromebook is that you don't always have to be online to use it, which is a common mistake people make. Say, oh, well, you have to be online to use it. And which I typically answer, well, you tell me, when are you not online? Aren't you doing everything online these days?
Right.
I mean, you might not be. Huh. You might be somewhere where there's no access. Doesn't mean you can't use a computer.
Indeed.
So I'm going to go through why I think it's important, what they're all about, the feature set, and why you should keep an open mind about Chromebook.
Part of the future, isn't it?
Well, it's been here. You know, I've talked about it briefly before, but even schools, which typically don't have any money, you know, schools are often just lacking the funds to do anything, you know, special in terms of extras, which I mean, hell, they're, you know, disseminating music departments, you know, let alone having great computers. But they found that Chromebooks actually save tons of time and tons of money. Kids are logging into Google, doing their homework all through the Chromebooks. Parents are able to check grades and all that because it's all hosted out there. It's not on somebody's drive where you're emailing grades back and forth on spreadsheets. It's all out there on the cloud. Don't be scared of the cloud.
Easy, and it facilitates lots of people using
it centralizes the information.
Yeah,
you know what? And if anything ever really goes wrong with your computer, I mean, you can maybe get it fixed, but if my Chromebook, which is sitting on my lap right in front of me, ever breaks, I'm taking it to the landfill, and I'm going and buying another one.
Oh.
And I open the lid, and within 8 seconds, I'm booted up. I haven't lost anything.
Wow.
If it breaks, and I'll guarantee you, computers break, and hard drives break, everything breaks, because that's just the nature of the beast.
Hardware breaks.
If hardware breaks. But if you embrace this, the cloud-based computing, then you'll never lose your stuff. And what's the most valuable thing that you really have? All the massive numbers of hours you've put into work, right? Putting your data out there, whatever it may be, and having a little $20 hard drive crash and have it all those hundreds and thousands of hours you work go away.
Catastrophic.
Or just, this is just, you know, this is like a ballpoint pen. Throw it away, you get a new one, and you're not down.
Wow, how freeing.
It really is. So, that said, I'll jump right in. Why I think, you know, you should check out the Chromebook. Which, by the way, I created a subdomain on my site this morning. I've written all about this before. I've got very detailed information on the site. And I made an easy subdomain to remember. So, chromebooks.daveworks.net. Type that into a computer. It'll take you to the article and links and the, you know, a lot of people, there are many choices of Chromebooks, different sizes, you know, different makers. And they're all the same computer makers, you know, HP, Acer, they all make Chromebooks.
Oh, okay.
It's just the Chrome operating system on it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you can get them at Best Buy. You can get them at Amazon. I've got a bunch of links to the one that I purchased, which I like best. I've got, you know, I'm a big guy, so I like the biggest one they offer, which is a 14-inch screen. So I'm digressing here. So, affordability, Chromebook retails between $199 and about $400.
Wow. Okay? That's affordable.
Absolutely. Comparatively speaking, you better believe it. It's fast. As I mentioned, I am not kidding. I have made a video about proving that you open the screen and it boots in 8 seconds.
Wow.
You don't get the worrying of the hard drive and everything booting up and going through the Microsoft process, da, 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 da. You open it. Yes, you will log in because you log into Google, and you're up and you're running and you're on your way. Wow. So that's, if, for me, that was pretty, you know, mind blowing that I could actually
open a computer.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
As I said, you'll never lose your work. Everything, you know, I've mentioned before on this show, everything Google offers, if anything Google offers, it's going to be on the Chromebook standard. You log into your Google account and you'll have your Drive, your Gmail, your Google Voice, thousands and thousands of apps.
Wow.
Right? And it's also seamless if you have a Droid phone. It also is actually seamless with an iPhone too. It doesn't matter because it's all Google. It's all web-based, cloud-based, right?
Huh.
It's just out there.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll dive into a subject that I've touched on before, but very important to think, well, do I need to buy a bunch of new programs? Absolutely not. It goes right back to what I was saying before. If people are sending you Word docs or Excel spreadsheets or PowerPoints, you open them in Google Drive, which is part of the Chrome operating system.
Huh.
Right? Log in. So somebody emails you a Word doc, fantastic. You can open it. You can edit it. You can save it. You can share it. And that's, which is better than, you know, making edits on a file and then sending it back for somebody to go check out. You put it out there, and then you centralize it, and then you share it. You just invite somebody to share
it,
or
so
multiple.
Easy.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. You know what? I was really jazzed, especially with the schools that I, many of my teacher friends too, that they kind of laugh. You know, I'm out here professing. Oh, we've been using this for years.
Mm.
I mean, we couldn't teach your kids without, you know, Chromebooks or all our Google apps.
Wow.
To make it easy. Yeah. So that, I'm so glad that that schools have really embraced this, and even now, even our government is starting to embrace this. I know
wow.
for a fact that even the city of Los Angeles years ago had to license all this Microsoft software, right? All the computers and massive dollars.
Ugh.
They spent there. Google does offer a
municipality
paid for,
sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. The city of Los Angeles, they used to, you know, to run the city, they would have Microsoft software for the most part was running all the, you know, everybody's laptops, everybody's desktops were all running on Microsoft technologies. Well, somebody was smart enough to do a study and say, okay, we're going to spend money on Google Apps, not Google Docs, which is a little different, or Google Drive. There's a pay-for version of Google as well if you want to host your domain and all that. They spent $6 million, okay, which I know sounds like a lot of money, not necessarily for a city, though.
Right.
They save $20 million a year.
Wow.
By switching to Google.
Wow.
They have the latest and greatest of everything. Telecommuting is far easier using Google than it is Microsoft. And then there's relicensing, but it's seriously the click of a mouse.
Wow.
For every city worker out there.
Huh.
They just, there's, because it's cloud-based, you don't have to download new software and reinitialize it and, you know, all the problems, all the bugs. There are no bugs.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's pretty amazing.
It's
so
the future, and it's happening now. And Google,
the future is now.
Wow. Wow.
So let's see. How are we doing on time? I'm
We're good. We got a good 5-6 minutes.
Okay. So the other answer that, again, I want to stress, yes, you can work with a Chromebook offline. Okay. So you don't have to be online. It will remember your stuff offline and save it, and then when you go online again, it'll
online.
Exactly right. It'll sync.
Now, it's a little scary for some people to think about that we're talking about this in the Chromebook. And is this global, or is this more of the United States based?
Oh,
or is
it's
this
global.
This is worldwide.
There are no, you know, I love the word boundaryless. You know,
wow.
the web is boundaryless.
Wow.
It's everywhere. And again, I just can't stress enough, you know, for, I know that even, you know, $300-$400 is still a lot of money, but not compared to other computers I will name that are many thousands of dollars
right.
before you even get the applications.
Right.
Right. All the, and people say, well, I use Photoshop. Okay. Well, there's an answer to that too. Now, if you're a designer, you know, I'm a web guy because I have to make websites look good on every platform and every phone and every tablet. So I have to have all these devices, but you know, not everybody's a web developer. Right.
Uh-huh.
But, you don't, if you were a designer or whatever, someone like me, yeah, you probably have to have another computer to have the horsepower to do, you know, churn out gigantic files on Photoshop.
Big projects.
Big, giant projects. But if you are the type of user that just checks their email, goes to Facebook, needs to email, do Microsoft Word stuff, Chromebook is perfect for you.
It sounds like it.
And it's a perfect gift. If you want to give somebody a really nice gift for Christmas, I've got a whole list of them on my website, again, chromebooks.daveworks.net. that makes it easy. I just picked out what I thought were the best ones, and mm-hmm. some are small, even for little kids. You know, for $200, if you want to get like a killer gift for someone, this is it, in my opinion.
Huh.
And they're durable too. I mean, I use the HP, and it's durable. I've had this for years now, and it hasn't had a single problem ever.
Oh, it looks snazzy too. Very slick.
Thank you very much. I'll take credit for HP's work.
All right.
Let's see. You can open and edit almost every Microsoft Microsoft file type. You know, yep, Excel, Word, PowerPoint. You can open them, and it will actually convert it into a Google Doc, right? But all the formatting, everything stays the same. It used to be a little different. The formatting wasn't mm-hmm. exact, but it's there. And the beauty of, again, going into the cloud-based stuff is sharing and not passing stuff back and forth, which is a gigantic waste of time. Mm. You share the documents. You could work on it at exactly the same time. You can have 100 people working on the same document
wow.
at the same time, which think about that alone, right. the time savings and the efficiency that saves a company money.
Really facilitates it. I was real scared of Google Docs at first, and I had a little hard time working with it, but it has become so much easier.
Yeah, it really is. And that's really the main problem of what people, mm-hmm. I guess in anything, any aspect of life, is just being afraid of jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't be afraid. This is just, you open it up. If you can use google.com, you type stuff in and stuff shows up. Well, you can do this on Google. You know, their search engine actually is embedded completely throughout everything that the Chromebook has to offer, so you're not going to get lost.
Wow. Masters of the universe.
Let's see. I wanted to go, you know, one thing I thought was cool, they made Google had just been trying to prove to everyone that file types that they support, right? So I'll just go through a quick list.
Gotcha.
Basic, you know, image files, of course, JPEG, PNG, GIFs, BMPs, video files, right? MPEG-4, MOVs, AVIs, MPEGs, WMVs, any text file, markup code, CSS, HTML, PHP, C, CPP, HTTP, anything Microsoft Word, a doc, a DOCX, Excel, XLSX, PowerPoint, and PPTX, PDF, Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop, even PSD files for my Photoshop nerds. Yes, it will support a Photoshop file.
Huh.
A TIFF, RGB TIFF images, AutoCAD, vector files like SVGs, PostScript, right, EPS, PS, TrueType fonts, XML, paper specification, archives, audio formats, all audios, MP3, MPEG, WAV.
Oh, good. I was asking about audio.
Right. Huh. Everything is supported. Believe me, you know, Google for many years has been working to disseminate Microsoft is what they've been doing. So basically what they've done is they've created everything Microsoft has created and given it away for free.
And made it easier.
And made it easier.
And better and centralized.
And no bugs, right?
Safe, right?
Exactly.
Tell everybody it's safe up in the cloud.
What's not? Listen, if you think Google's going to be hacked, mm-hmm. I mean, Google is the last, the number of engineers and the number of dollars thrown at protection,
mm-hmm.
right, is far greater than any protection that you could provide at your home computer with your $20 hard drive.
Wow.
Okay, so is your stuff safe? As safe as it's ever going to be. If someone hacks into Google, the world's going to be a very, very sad place.
Oh.
Google's not going to allow that to happen.
No.
Okay, so if you think your stuff is safer sitting in your home and in your you know, in your bedroom somewhere where some thief would come in, which, by the way, is one of the number one things that thieves steal are computers and files from your file cabinet.
Oh.
Right? I went to a fraud protection
oh.
school and found out what people are doing. So we've got about 1 minute left. I'm jumping all around here. Again, chromebooks.daveworks.net. Please go there. Tons of information I've left out there. The thought I want to leave you with today, as I typically say, is just be open-minded mm-hmm. about Chromebooks and Chrome and Google, right? They work, and they are easy, and they are far cheaper than most other computers out there.
You might as well embrace it.
You know what? Get in or get out.
That's so right.
Next week, I think what I'm going to do for Christmas, a Christmas present for everyone,
yay.
I'm going to talk about mobile phones and time-saving tips, tricks, and cheats.
Ooh, I like it.
So happy holidays to everyone. Thanks again for having me, Sarah, and we will catch you all on the flip side.
Yeah, all right. And check our Facebook page. I put the link to Dave's blog about Chromebooks. You want to check it out. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you in Colfax or in the Nevada County Food and Toy Run or all over the place as we celebrate Christmas in the foothills.
Serving Placer, Nevada, and El Dorado counties and all of the Northern California foothills. AM 950 KAHI Auburn.